Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Sunday gang. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, or Andrew, of course, if I've done something wrong. Now, there's only one place to start, and that's, of course, by looking ahead to the last day of the Premier League season, with, of course, the title race, the top four, and the relegation battle all yet to be decided. Ooh, excuse me. We've got all the action, as you would imagine, covered for you this afternoon on TalkSport.
Gabriel Jesus sends Manchester City back to the head of this enthralling title race.
He's as mesmerising as Messi, as ruthless as Ronaldo. Magic Mo Salah.
Now Son with the volley, and Son Heung-min gives Tottenham the lead.
Comes to Xhaka, who shoots. What a goal from Xhaka. Fernandes with the ball towards Ronaldo. He hits it first time. What a volley, what a goal.
In on goal and slammed in. Thomas Souček with a great finish.
There are no grey areas. Survival is black and white for Michael Jackson and his Burnley men. They have to win on the final day of the season to ensure they play Premier League football next season.
It's absolute bedlam at Elland Road. Pascal Strike in stoppage time has equalised.
It ain't over till it's over. There's no league like the Premier League to tell you that.
Now, let's start the podcast properly and begin by looking at the Premier League relegation battle, as one of Burnley or Leeds will drop down into the Championship later on today. I don't know, I'm crying. It's got nothing to do with me. Leeds' trip to Brentford will be live on TalkSport, whilst over on TalkSport 2 will bring you Burnley against Newcastle, or Newcastle, as some people call it. Let's hear now from both managers involved in the battle at the bottom, or the BATB, as no one calls it, and the former Leeds striker Jermaine Beckford, who thinks Leeds have a chance of survival.
It is a two-horse race at the bottom of the Premier League to stave off relegation to the Championship.
Gilhard gets to the byline, checks onto his left. Can he find room for a cross? And the far post! Strike! And Strike equalises! And Elland Road goes mad!
How precious could that strike from Strike prove to be?
And no one has survived on the final day from inside the relegation zone for 11 years. Aston Villa are level, it's 1-1, and it's game on at Villa Park. They have to win on the final day of the season to ensure they play Premier League football next season. Anything else, and their fate is in the hands of others.
We know what the prize is at the end of it, and we'll do everything we can to try and achieve that.
Final match day has to be a representation of everything we've been through in a positive way.
And there will be only one place to be on Sunday when it all goes down to the wire and someone goes down to the Championship.
I think every game we've had since we've been here, they've said it's a must. They said you've got to get something out of this. And the lads have been delivering.
We've left it in our own hands. You know, we've getting that point last night, we're getting back out of that relegation zone, and we've got one final push at the weekend now.
The pressure is back on.
We're excited. We're excited for this challenge. We know we have to be at our best.
We're in a little bit of better position, so we're just looking forward to Sunday night.
It's something that we can give back to the fans. We've not really given them a good season this year, and hopefully we can send them off happy and staying in the league.
Leeds will have to open up because, unfortunately, they can't go down and try and play for the draw. They have to go and win the game.
What's important is that our team and that we here in Thorpe Arch are ready for a huge challenge.
We know Sunday's going to be emotional. You've got to try and take that out of it. Use some of it. Use it as a bit of fire inside you as well, but I'm sure that'll be there. And go and attack the moments again.
This is the big moments. We've got a good dressing room. We've got the know-how how to avoid all of this. So hopefully we can come through it on Sunday.
I'm not saying it's a full-blown conclusion that Leeds are going to walk away with 3 points against Brentford, because it's going to be a tough game regardless, but there's always a chance.
Right now, in this moment, I'm not thinking about the long-term project. I'm thinking only about Sunday and doing everything we can to prepare ourselves for that.
Elsewhere, the Premier League title will be decided this afternoon, with Man City hosting Aston Villa and Liverpool facing Wolves at Anfield, with just a point separating the two sides. Shortly, we'll hear from Pep Guardiola, Darren Bent, and the former Man City goalkeeper Shay Given. But first, here's Jurgen Klippity-Klopp, who believes this is the most exciting time of his managerial career so far.
Well, we've certainly got a title race on now.
And Manchester City go 4 points clear of Liverpool at the top of the Premier League.
Liverpool in front, Southampton 1, Liverpool 2. It now means there'll be a point between Man City and Liverpool going into the final there this season.
They are the perfect outcome of a Premier League, that you don't know who wins the league until the last games of the season.
Etihad Stadium will be sold out, will be full. They will give us everything and we will give them everything.
If I would play a game and could help Dortmund, I could help Mainz, whatever. It would mean for me an extra motivation. That's how it is. But I don't play.
Here comes Salah, left footed, smashes it down the middle, and Liverpool lead by 2-0.
Oh! Kevin De Bruyne with a rocket! What a fantastic strike!
Not only two of the best sides in the Premier League right here today, these are two of the best sides in Europe. There's no doubt about it.
And we have a magnificent title race on our hands.
I cannot talk about pressure on the other team, but it's like this. We have actually no pressure. We have the pressure to win a football game there, but that's now, we have that now since a while.
The chance to win a game, to be champion. It's so nice, yeah, honestly.
Gerard going to, you know, people say it's written in the stars, they go and, you know, take a couple of points off Man City and hand the title to Liverpool, but I don't know, I just feel if Pep can keep the lads calm and you know, keep them playing a normal game, then I think they'll have enough to beat Aston Villa.
I think if you ask them the question, who would you prefer to win the Premier League? You'd say Liverpool, I get that.
Right, okay, got no problem.
But I don't think he's going to really want to be doing anything different than what he's been doing.
You
but
think so?
He might end up having to park the bus because Manchester City might dominate and dominate.
But you don't think they'll set up like that?
No.
We didn't win this game yet. In all our talks, it's like, and then you win and then you have to look there. No, we have to play 95 incredible difficult minutes.
How many times we leave that disposition in our history? How many times? It's not much.
I think they're both going to win.
Do you?
Yeah, I think Manchester City will win. Maybe not convincingly, but I just think they'll both win, and Manchester City will win the league.
You know, if they do this four titles in 5 years, it's just a phenomenal achievement, really, if they can pull it off. But yeah, there will be nerves tomorrow, I'm sure. But once the game settles down, you'd like to think with the quality that City have, that they'll have enough.
2 games to go, it's unbelievable. It feels like 5 minutes ago it was 7 games. That's how it is. It's just like this, bam, and here we go, 2 finals.
We know exactly what you have to do. It's try to be ourselves and analyse the opponent and give everything that we have.
Both teams will win in the last day of the season, but I just think Manchester City will get it done. We'll find a way.
It's mad. No one's really talking about the fact that if Liverpool win the title, Man City end the season with nothing.
What we're playing is just a football game. Nothing we change differently. We are not going to do something new or something special. Zero.
The pressure's all on Man City. We can not enjoy ourselves as such, go there and enjoy ourselves, but if they can, you know, do a job in Man City, then obviously Steven Gerrard's a hero at Liverpool already. Imagine how much his status will go up if that happens.
Don't give up and do exactly what you have done the last month with all the games we played, at home, away, and go for it.
It's massive. It's absolutely massive. And yes, it is the most exciting time of my career.
Now, looking ahead to the race for the Champions League places, and Spurs, of course, will secure a place in the top four if they beat Norwich or even draw with them, as their goal difference is so much better than Arsenal's. Here's the Spurs boss, Antonio Conte, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta, former Spurs gaffer Harry Redknapp, and the Tottenham legend Graham Roberts.
Here on TalkSport, we focus once again on the race for the top four. Partey finding Saka, he can break into the penalty area. Oh, what a finish from Bukayo Saka. It comes to Xhaka, who shoots. What a goal from Xhaka.
And the Gunners, well, they're still gunning for top four.
Spurs 3, Arsenal 0. Arsenal came here hoping to win and secure Champions League. They'll now have to go to Newcastle.
It's massive. Newcastle 2, Arsenal 0.
The fact they spent the most money, they want the top four. They were out of the cups early. They had one game of the season. It was in their hands.
It was in their hands.
It was in their hands. And they haven't done it.
Bergwijn round the goalkeeper. Bergwijn to win it. He has done. That is absolutely extraordinary.
It's towards the far post. Kane is there and he's headed it in. And now this time he's certainly won it. Now they can go the full Conte.
And the last game of the season in England, not easy game, and for this reason we had to go 100% with concentration and to try to make this dream a reality.
Would you wear a Norwich City shirt for 2 hours next Tuesday with me if Norwich beat Spurs on Sunday?
What, and Arsenal have won and got into fourth?
Yes.
I probably would.
As this tumultuous, unpredictable race for fourth place looks set to go to the wire.
The winner takes it all.
It would be really Spursy, wouldn't it, Graham, if you went to Norwich and lost?
You would hope so, wouldn't you?
If you're going to play anybody and your life depends on it, you want to play Norwich in the Premier League, wouldn't you?
We need to get this result because it's vital for everybody.
We are not where we should be as a club because this club's history tells us to be the best in this country and we are not there.
Conte is that sort of manager that nothing will worry him.
Sometimes if you don't lift trophy, you can be proud the same, and I think this is the right case for me.
It's been a long journey again and a very challenging one this season, but I think that we have come a long way as a club.
Now the most important thing is to try to get this result.
We are Tottenham, and we are going to do it.
Tottenham have got a good squad of players, I think, and they'll be too strong for Norwich, I'm sure.
We'll try and win the football game because we want to get points. I have no allegiance to either, so no extra motivation at all.
The league table says that we are very far still about the first and second position, not only in points but on goal difference, and that's the level that we have to try to aim and reach.
It doesn't mean that you have to win Premier League or to lift a trophy. I think if we are able to get a place in Champions League, to get a Champions League place, it will be a big achievement.
I've said all along Tottenham would finish in the top four.
Conte will stay. We will make it on Sunday. And we're in the Champions League.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today's podcast by looking back at yesterday's League One playoff final as Sunderland beat Wickham 2-0, a game, of course, which was live on TalkSport. Here's all the reaction to their promotion back to the Championship from both managers, plus Alex Pritchard and the former Sunderland defender, Mickey Gray.
There's the full-time whistle. A sleeping giant awakes. Sunderland's four seasons of languishing in the third tier are over.
It's special. It really is special.
Everybody loves a fallen giant, don't they? You know, so we get kicked about, we get bashed up, everybody talks about us, but we've turned it round, we've got ourselves out of the league.
There's a lot more important things in the world than a game of football. I would be celebrating like Sunderland are if we'd have won. Unfortunately, there's a loser and it's Wickham today.
They have finally won a playoff final for the first time in their history. The heartache is over.
They never deserved to be in League One in the first place. We've had to spend 4 years there and we've done it the hard way. The hard way of getting out this league.
We deserve to go up. We've had a roller coaster of a season. We've had ups, downs, we've been top of the league, we've been out of the playoffs. It's been an emotional ride and we deserve it.
The problem is with football, it doesn't matter who you support, you just can't help falling in love with them. And Sunderland fans are in love with this moment.
And this is something that they'll never forget.
For all the people that have suffered, and it's been tough for them over the last few years, that one was for them.
Yes, they should be dreaming much bigger than this, but when you've gone through a nightmare, just waking up is the first step to healing.
You see that. How many people bring 46,000 supporters to Wembley Stadium? 80,000 in Trafalgar Square. They live and breathe their football. They should not be in League One.
We probably could have gone and scored a few more goals, but look, we've won the game. It's unbelievable.
Sunderland just edged it today, and they deserve to win the Championship. They're a huge club. Good luck to them.
A new owner, a new manager, a new division. Maybe a new era begins for Sunderland.
They're great fans. It's a proper club. It's proper fan. Look, how can it be League One here? Mental now, it's not League One, it's Championship.
Alex Neil and this group of players will go down in folklore. They really will. And they deserve every credit for what they've achieved this season.
They are Sunderland till they die. And this club is very much alive. Sunderland 2, Wickham 0. Sunderland are promoted to the Championship.
And I can't tell you, Adrian, how much this means to everybody. It's amazing.
They're the best moments that you can have because you give so many people so much joy. And that's the most important thing for me. You know, it's something that nobody can ever take away from me. So for the players, for the staff, for the fans, for everybody, I'm absolutely over the moon for them and enjoy it.
So that's it for another podcasty thingamajiggy. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on, of course, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy, taking calls on all of the above. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.